USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? Now, look, I have leaves all in my house. I don't know if I've got a roof or not. It's completely destruction out here.
China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 373 points to close at 26,728. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Kids won't just be playing with plastic army men soon, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
For decades, American youngsters have played with plastic green army toy soldiers, but they've always been male. Starting next year, women will finally get represented by Scranton-based toy company BMC, which is launching a new line of plastic army women next fall, just in time for Christmas. The BMC owner, Jeff Imel, says the new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. Imel says he's been toying with the idea for several years, but it was a letter from a retired service woman asking for female toy soldiers for her granddaughters that jump-started his work on the project.
And according to the Labor Department, 217,000 workers filed for first-time unemployment claims this week, that number relatively unchanged from last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Oregon health officials are investigating what they believe to be the first vaping-related death in the state. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why many states are concerned.
Dr. Ann Thomas, a public health physician with the Oregon Health Authority, says they don't know what caused the illness.
It's really a puzzle. We don't know if it's a defective vaping device or whether it's a particular liquid or a module, you know, that's contaminated.
If confirmed, it would be the second such death reported in the country. An Illinois resident died last month after developing lung disease linked to using e-cigarettes. Also, North Dakota has announced its first possible vaping-related lung illness, joining more than two dozen other states with cases. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention last week warned the public not to purchase e-cigarettes off the street, but some local health officials are taking that message a step further. In a recent alert, the health department in Milwaukee urged residents to stop using any kind of vaping device immediately. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced a ban on most flavored cigarettes, becoming the first state to do so.
And finally, it was 26 years ago in the sports world when this happened that had everyone buzzing.
And the ground ball to short! Belardi! He did it! He did it! No hitter for Jim Abbott!
That audio courtesy of the New York Yankees radio network as one-handed starting pitcher for the Yankees, Jim Abbott, threw that no-hitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.